So we can't, you know, I believe God had mercy, though, because when he sent people to these islands and it was and the Christian culture was assimilated, I think that that was a good thing for Hawaii. And it needs to continue to be that. Look, generation after generation, faith to faith, these things need to still go forth. And again, culture does not dictate what we teach and what we believe. Captain Cook was eaten after being killed, according to legend. I've heard a lot of, like, I actually heard that from a Hawaiian. And I was like, I'd never heard that. You know why? You know why I never heard that? Because that's not something that's popularly taught. It's kind of like a, it's not like something that, it, you know, when you go to the, what is the place where the, that's not something that they're generally teaching. Or what's the place that's on the side of the island that's the cultural center? Do they, the Polynesian Cultural Center, do they teach that they ate Captain Cook at that? They cooked Captain Cook? No, they don't teach that. But he didn't, the whole body didn't get back. I mean, they asked for the body back, and I think that they gave back some of it, but what happened to the rest of it? Well, Hawaiians know what happened to the rest of it. They got eaten. Because they believed that that would take that person's power or spirit or whatever. But I believe God had mercy on this place, and we got to get... Look, if you start teaching the same things, look, those things can come back. Yeah. In Fiji, it was known as a headhunter island. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was the island, the islands of cannibalism. And that's a well-known fact. So, but we don't want the culture to slide back into these types of bad types of culture, right? So there's also high places where people sacrificed here. And I actually found one of the places, went up, read the plaques on them. And there was still things that I don't even know what the place is called, but it was on the side of the island somewhere. And we just happened to find it. We were trying to find some waterfall that they wanted to charge like $50 for you to get into or something. So anyway, we ended up going up in this neighborhood, and we found this high place where they sacrificed. And it says they sacrificed human sacrifices there. But what I'm saying is that the culture is coming back to the place, and there's still people that hold to this culture. I'm not saying there was human sacrifices going on up there, but there was still sacrifices up there. There was people that had put their offerings up to the false gods that they believe in still. And we got to take and smash those kind of things with the preaching of God's word.